We're going to pick up where we left off about 3 weeks ago, right before Easter Sunday. We was in our second message on seeing and knowing the Lord. And I'm going to pick up where we left off. We talked about how that Jesus is the real deal in the first week. That's the way we can even try to figure out how things work on this earth, is knowing that He is our example that we live by. And then we've talked about how that Jesus was persistent and consistent in everything that He did. He walked the walk and He talked the talk, because He was and He is the everlasting King of Kings. Amen. John chapter 14, verses 18 through 21. He says, Jesus in red, written in red, I will not leave you orphans or comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more. This is Jesus talking to His disciples. But ye see me, because I live, you shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments has the words of Jesus, and keepeth them, conjunction. There's more than just knowing the word or being able to quote the word. It's keeping the word. And we talked about that word keep is to guard, is to honor, is to preserve. It's what God gave Adam and Eve to keep the garden. He said, protect this garden, Adam. Protect your home. Protect your family. You do it by keeping what God said. Period. What does He say? Do. Just do it. And by doing that, by keeping His words, we prove that we love Jesus. Doesn't mean we're going to make mistakes, but we confess our mistakes and we go on. We keep loving Jesus. He kept loving us. When they spit on Him, when they mocked Him, He kept loving us. It is possible to love one another, right? Because God so loved the world. He made it possible to love your enemy. He made it possible to love those that crucified Him. He made it possible. And he that loveth me, Jesus said, shall be loved of my Father. Promise. Jesus can't lie. Somebody told you they don't love you? That's okay. God loves me, and I'm going to love you regardless. See, that's our attitude as a Christian. And the Father will love him and will manifest. They both, all three, will manifest, make their self known, real to you in a tangible way. Your banking account will start increasing instead of decreasing. Things won't be hard for you in the world. They'll be easier. We've all been a sinner. Sinner's a hard life. Don't let anybody tell you it's a fun life. It's a hard life. A lot of people say, Christians say it's a hard life. No, this is the good life. It's not easy, but it's good. Amen. It's good. God is good all the time. You might see me sometimes in my bad time, but look out. I'm coming into a good time. Amen. I might be walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but there's no fear here. Fear not, for thou I am with thee. Yes. So you can walk through trouble, but be not fear. Be not afraid, for God is with me. You got a sword. Now, you don't have Peter's sword. You can't be cutting nobody's ear off. You've got a spiritual sword. You got to put that sword up. You got to put that physical sword up. It's okay to conceal and bear arms. I'm not going to get... Don't get me wrong now. We don't have swords. We got guns. We still got swords. Some people still got... Get over to the eastern side, they got some sharp swords. I don't mess with them. I don't even have a gun. But I got a sword. Amen. It's the word of God. And it's quick, buddy. You think Jesse James was quick with a six shooter? God's word is quick. And it's alive. Amen. Jesse's dead. Jesse James, he dead. Jesus is alive. You get Jesus on the scene. You get Jesus. You get Him. You get faith in the name of Jesus spoken in any situation. Things are going to change. I said things are going to change. For the better, not for the worse. We serve a risen Savior. He lives in you today. Amen. Praise the Lord. This message is getting better as we go. You know why? Because you're believing. God is manifesting himself through me, through you. And in this place, we're going to hear something that's going to change our direction. Change our direction. We're not talking about you're going to heaven and you believe in Jesus. But there's different courses that we got to take here on this earth to walk in the blessings that God has for you. Amen. And that's where we want to hear from God. We want to be led by his Spirit. Well, to be led, you got to be fed. Amen. I like that. To be led, you've got to be fed the Word of God. If you're not being fed the Word of God, you're going to be, help me, misled. I want to be led by God. And to do that, I got to keep his Word. I got to get in his Word, stay in his Word, eat the Word. I got to consume it. And when I do that, he is a consuming fire. He burns things out of my body that shouldn't be there. We're talking about sickness, disease. He burns things out of your finances that's called poverty, lackness. And he restores relationships, restores breaches, walls that have been built up. He tears the walls down by Jericho. We shout at the name of the Lord. We shout the word, and the walls crumble down. And then we walk in, and we take authority over that situation. Amen? That's a good word. There's more to just knocking the wall down. You got to go in, you got to occupy. Once the wall comes down, you know, there was a wall that came down and helped me, Germany. Well, just because the wall's down, you just don't sit there and like, hey, the wall's down. Yay, wall's down. No, you got to go. Cross over. There's the crossing over time now. And you need to take what God has given you into the land. That's called the promised land. See, the promises of God are on the inside of you and on the inside of me. But we got to get them into where we can see it. Amen. Because this is, remember, Satan right now is the ruler, little g. He's the little god of this world until Jesus comes back the second time. But he has not left us orphans. He has given us the keys. He's given us the authority. But we have to watch. God has given us something to do, to speak and declare his word. So he's a spirit. And the way his promises get manifested, get working in your life, is you got to say something. You got to say what God says. You got to say what Jesus said. He said, I do nothing. Nothing except see my Father do it. See, he saw his Father. That's the title of the message. High and lifted up. Jesus is high and lifted up. That comes from Isaiah. This was spoken by Isaiah the prophet. Somebody help me. What, in the Old Testament prophet, he was also called a seer. We're going to have Donald Moore here in a couple weeks. He's a seer. He sees things in the spirit, but then he don't stop there. He brings it in and he speaks something to you and brings that spiritual truth. And then he's able to manifest, God's able to manifest healing in your body or healing in your mind. So that's what the prophet's ministry does. He sees and hears spiritual things. Well, now he operates in the office of the prophet, but we all can see things in the spirit. Amen? Yes. Isaiah chapter 6 verses 1. I like when you're doing a series, if you really don't finish, you know, it's just, we'll continue this series, you know. I actually had to get some paper for the projects I've been working on. I had to go to a 14-inch. If I can see this, you know, it's called legal paper. It's legal. What's illegal paper? Is that 8.5 by 11? That's illegal, right? Well, I finally got some legal paper. So my sermon's got to be a little bit longer, about 3 inches. Just some humor there. Isaiah 6 verse 1 says, in the year that King Uzziah died, and Uzziah was a king over Judah, and he was a good king. He done what was right in the eyes of the Lord, except he didn't tear down the high places, the offerings of Baal, these temples. He just didn't do that, but he still kept the way of the Lord. He was a righteous king. In the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw also the Lord upon a throne. All about what we're singing this morning is just talking about that glory, where he is. And Isaiah said, he was high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. God's temple is full of good stuff. Let's go back a chapter and let's see what was happening before Isaiah saw this vision. In the whole book of Isaiah, he's seeing things. And it's a long book, so you have to camp out in Isaiah a little bit. But we're just going to go back to chapter 5, verses 8. I'm not going to take you back too far. We'll start in verses 8. This is talking about judgment on excesses. 8 through 21. It says, "Woe to those who join house to house. They add field to field till there is no place where they may dwell alone in the midst of the land. In my hearing, the Lord of hosts said, truly many houses shall be desolate, great and beautiful ones without inhabitant, for 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and a homer of seed shall yield one ephah." Now hang on after we get through the woes. There's a yippee-yi-yay coming. We're going through some woes right now. But a lot of times we've got a woe. Don't go that way. You know, you pull back the reins on the horse. There's some woes. Isaiah, there's some sin in the camp here that Israel's going, that Judah and all these and Israel are going through. And Isaiah said, "Woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may follow intoxicating drink." Start out with the beer and end with the beer, or whatever you, Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, whatever. "Who continue until night, till wine inflames them." I had a dad like that. I was just talking to my mom about him the other day. And this is what it does to you. As a boy about Rowan's age, I came home from school on the school bus one day, and I couldn't. I was thinking about this just yesterday. Came home, and my guitar that Dad made me out in the front yard busted. Tables out in the front yard. Furniture out in the front yard. At my house, I'm getting off a school bus as a kid. What has happened? Rage, wine, beer, just an alcoholic gone crazy. Throwing stuff out the house. A guitar that my daddy made for him because he said he can play any kind of instrument. You know, I can't even remember what I thought as a kid, but how ashamed I was. Like, man, what's going on? This is what it can do to you, day in and day out. "The harp and the strings, the tambourine and the flute, and wine are in their feast, but they do not regard the work of the Lord." See, God was not in our house, "nor consider the operation of his hands." But see, we did this morning. What your distribution center given this morning. We honored the things of the Lord. But Isaiah said, "Therefore my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge." Hosea 4:6 says the same thing. It says, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." But if you go on and read the scripture, it says, "because they have rejected knowledge." And it's not that God didn't give them some to know how to do some things. They just heard it and didn't reject it. There's a difference. There's a difference between knowing than knowing and not doing. "Their honorable men are famished and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, Sheol," hell, "has enlarged itself and opened its mouth beyond measure." Their glory, how far did I say it's going to take you here? 21. "Their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he who is jubilant shall descend into it. People shall be brought down. Each man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled." Say but. Here's a good but in the Bible. "But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment." He's high and lifted up. "And God who is holy shall be hallowed in righteousness." Then the lambs, this is what happens when you get your eyes on Jesus and all of your problems. It says, "Then the lambs shall feed in their pasture." Here's Psalms 23. "And in the waste places of the fat ones, strangers shall eat. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity and sin as if with a cart rope. They say, let him make speed and hasten his work that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come that we may know it. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil." That's what we're singing about this morning, what we're talking about this morning. Those that do that, they put darkness before light and light before, they call light darkness and darkness light. Sounds like they're confused. Who's the author of confusion? It ain't God. It ain't Jesus. He's the author of life. But not only that, abundant life. "Who they put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." Can we get a witness in that in the earth today? Men love pleasures more than God. Isaiah 50:20. Read it again. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. What a terrible thing, but how accurately describes the day that we are living in. We just look at what happened in North Carolina against our governor when he stood for righteousness. They're throwing stones at him. We're going to take our businesses elsewhere. Should I say this? Yeah, I think I... Let them go. Let them go. Because if you stand for righteousness, you will be preserved and you will increase. I don't care if what they're seeing and producing is not good. Let's bring in some good stuff. Because when the church was persecuted, they just went on out and just got, flames got higher and brighter. But let's stand with our governor. Let's stand for righteousness. It takes more than one standing up. The other one's got to stand behind. Once somebody confesses something, we've got to stand behind and support. Today, it is politically incorrect to tell the truth and have moral values, but not to us, not to Christians. But this is the world we're in. And it was in Isaiah's day, too. There's no new day under the sun. Everything is common. Jesus, it was everything that we're going through, he went through in his day. Just packaged, just a little bit different. Amen. That might offend someone if we do that, if we tell them what's right. So be it. Because Pastor Jim Howard always taught me, if you don't get offended, you'll get blessed. Yes. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's one of the first scriptures I learned as a baby in Christ. I'm not ashamed of this. Man, you don't know what he's done for me. And I'm going to shout it on the housetop. Christians and people who have moral lives, those with no morals, I'm sorry, wait a minute. The only segment of our society that you can speak against is born-again Christians. We're the ones that's being, you know, called bigots and racist and biased. Are born-again Christians and people who have moral values. But those with no morals, they're called good. And those with morals, us, we're called bigots. Or haters. We're called haters. Because we don't agree with what they agree on. Evil is now good and good is now evil among the policymakers of our day. But I'm looking for change. We're looking for change. You are the change. We are the change. Because he never changes. His word never changes. Therefore, we cannot change our position in who we are and what we believe and how we act and how we look. Amen? We're not going to be bitter. We're going to be sweet. But you can't mix the two. Amen? Jesus talked about leaven. You can't, that leaven, that's the sin of the Pharisees. You can't mix that. It'll mess up the whole bread, the whole lump. Isaiah 5 verses 21, let's read that again. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. And this is so descriptive of our world also today. Few leaders have the wisdom of God or respect the opinion of those who do. This is speaking right to our generation, right to our time, right now. They are wise by their own standards. See, this is not the standard for them. This is a history book that changes over time to those that are wise in their own eyes. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And that was a couple of days ago. That we were celebrating that day. It's called April Fool's Day. For those that don't believe there's a God, that's their day. Because the Bible says they're a fool. If they don't believe. We're not supposed to call people fools. I call you a fool if you don't believe. But if you don't know, you just need to know. You just need to know the truth. So you can be set free, fool. Come into the house. Be wise. Say to the fool, come to Jesus and be wise. Be wise. Man, I was a fool. Hey, I'll sit down with you. Hey, I was a fool. I was foolish. But Jesus. Let me talk about Jesus like Ruthie experienced him this morning. Yes. Sit down. How much time do you have? Sit down, fool. And let me tell you how much a fool I was. So you got to come down like Paul. You got to sit down beside him and say, hey, I was a fool too. We're talking about seeing and knowing the Lord. I want to see Him more. I want to know Him more. He's got more in store for us. Amen. If you think, you know, you're getting a little bit older, I've done a lot for the Lord, and I just don't know if there's anything else I can do. Yes, you can. It doesn't matter. Age is not a... God is not this man upstairs with a long beard and gray hair. Time is not an issue with Him. He's not old. And we don't have to be old. Don't think about being... Now, we're going to get older in this body. Just the closer we get, every day is just a day we're getting closer to be with Him and experience Him. He's coming again. So every day is actually, we're not getting older, it's actually getting shorter. We're actually getting younger if you think about it. We need to be thinking in reverse, because every day we're getting closer to that day. Some of us a little bit closer than the other. Amen? But I want to see Him and I want to know Him more. And it's possible. It is possible. Let's go back, Isaiah 6, read it again. In the year 6:1 that King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. You're going to see some things. You're going to hear some things. Be believing and be expecting. Now, if you don't believe to see visions and dreams, you're not going to. But you need... God's speaking this for a specific time in our lives here. Some of you, all of you, can see. You need to see Him high and lifted up. There's some things He wants to show you. But you've got to seek Him and ask Him for it. Say, Lord, show me, like Isaiah. Let's read all chapter 6 here. It's not that long. Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With 2, he covered his face. And with the other 2 wings, he covered his feet. And with the other 2, he flew. This is what Isaiah is seeing now. He's seeing this in heaven. He's seeing straight to heaven. And one cried to another and said, these are the angels, the seraphim, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. He's talking about you and me. Isaiah was prophesying, you sitting in these pews, you're holy, holy, holy. The whole earth is full of His glory. You're holy because God is holy. And you've received His holy child, Jesus. And the posts of the doors were shaken by the voice. A whole lot of shaking going on. Of Him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. That'd be Dallas cooking in the kitchen on Sunday morning. So Isaiah said, Woe is for me. I'm undone. Because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He's seen Him. He is knowing Jesus that hasn't even became flesh yet. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. And then he's trying to analyze, but I'm just a man. I'm only human, Isaiah's saying. And I'm seeing this holy thing. Lord, He's crying out for mercy. What am I going to do? Then one of the seraphim flew. Here's your angels. They're a ministering spirit to send for those that are heirs of salvation. He flew, having in His hand a live coal. Say, live coal. Live coal. Which He had taken with the tongs from the altar. And He touched my mouth. He put this coal on Isaiah's lips, on his mouth. And said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity, say iniquity. Your sin is taken away. But see, first he said, Lord, I am a sinful man. See, he confessed I was a sinner. See, this is an Old Testament saying here. He can't be born again, but he can be touched. Jesus could be touched. God could be touched. Amen? In the old days, He hadn't left them. He still loved them. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And your sin is purged. How far do I want to take you? All through the chapter. Also, Isaiah said, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And whom will go for us? Hey, we're all for you. All heaven's backing you up. Who's going to go for us? Isaiah said, Here I am. You got to let God touch you. Before Christ, I was unworthy. I was a sinner and doing good at it. Well, here's an Old Testament prophet. feeling about the same way because he's amongst all this sin, all this evil. They're rejecting him, but he don't understand. They're not rejecting him. They're rejecting God, his messenger. God's the one with the message, and they're rejecting him, and he's not feeling worthy because nobody's listening to his message. Sound familiar today? But who are you going to look to? I'm going to look to Jesus. He's high and he's lifted up. Amen. And he's for you. He's for us. He's for the church. Who's going to go for us? Who shall we send? The Lord's saying. Here's your cue for today. Here I am, Lord. Send me. This is your cue for today, church. Here we are, Lord. Send us. We're ready. People, get ready. He's coming again. Before he comes again, we got to help people come to him. We got to help people see him high and lifted up. He is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords. Amen. And then he said, go and tell this people. This is the word he gave Isaiah. Keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return and be healed. Then I said, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities are laid waste. In other words, how long do I say this, Lord? Until the cities are laid waste without inhabitant, the houses are without a man, the land is utterly desolate. The Lord has removed men far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. But yet a tenth, there's that remnant, the remnant of those that would see the Lord high and lifted up, that would have ears to hear. There's always a remnant out of the crowd that's going to hear and receive what God's saying. Amen? But a tenth will be in it and will return and be for consuming. As a terebinth tree or as an oak whose stump remains when it is cut down, so the holy seed shall be in its stump. Anyone who sees the perfect holiness and purity of Jesus will always see his or her own goodness as filthy rags. See, that's what he saw. That's what Isaiah saw. He saw the Lord, but then he looked at himself. See, you can't look at yourself because you've been changed. That old man's dead. Bring it over to the new covenant now. Those who proclaim their own holiness, the self-righteous, and trust in themselves are saying to those who have seen the truth, see, we've seen Jesus. We've seen him. We don't lift up ourselves. We lift up Jesus. But those that haven't seen don't do that. We have seen the truth. We have never seen. But those who have not seen the truth, they have never seen the glory of God. See, we've seen his glory. We've tasted his glory. Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 9 there, when he said, keep on hearing but do not understand. Keep on seeing but do not perceive. Make the hardest people dull and their ears heavy and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed. Let's take it over to the new covenant. Mark. Jesus said the same thing. Had the same message that Isaiah was prophesying what Jesus was going to say. Jesus said, I say nothing unless I hear the Father. This is the same prophecy Isaiah was speaking, was foretold by Jesus in Mark chapter 4. It is possible to see Jesus in our day. When you got born again, you saw him. You saw him by faith. But referencing Isaiah 6, 9, and 10, Mark chapter 4, 9 through 13. And he said to them, this is Jesus, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. What he's saying is, he who has a heart to hear. But when he was alone, the disciples around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. And he said to them, to you it has been given to know, say no, the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, all things come in parables. I was outside one time. People would talk to me about the word, talk about things. I was outside and I couldn't see in. Yeah, I knew that. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I've heard that. But I didn't believe it. I didn't see him for who he truly was. Say this, verse 12, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. Anyone who sees the perfect holiness of Jesus and purity of Jesus will also see his unworthiness. But those who proclaim their own holiness and trust in Jesus are saying to those who have seen the truth that they have never seen the glory of God. Remember in Isaiah 6, 1, Isaiah said, behold, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his glory filled the temple. In John chapter 12, verses 37, John was experiencing the same thing that Isaiah was experiencing. John loved Jesus. John knew Jesus. Man, he was with him all the way. Verse 37, but although he had done so many things, talking about Jesus, he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him. Didn't believe in him. Saw the signs. That the word of Isaiah, here we are, we're hearing the words. We're hearing the words of Jesus from the prophet Isaiah. That the words of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke. When God speaks something through his word, through the prophet, it's going to be fulfilled. There's going to be some that's going to receive, but lest there's going to be some, there'll be a remnant that'll hear. Isaiah, keep preaching it. Keep proclaiming it. Some's going to hear. Some's going to get on the bus. Some's going to get off the bus. But Isaiah, keep driving the bus to the bus stop. Because there's some that's going to get picked up. They're going to come. They're going to receive. But the others are going to keep walking in darkness. They're not going to see my light. They're not going to see my glory. But it's going to be, it's for them to be revealed, but they've got to get on the bus. You've got to get into Jesus. You've got to receive his testimony of the Father. This is what John was saying. Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore, they could not believe because Isaiah said. This is why Jesus is telling them. This is why some rejected me. Because my Father said it was going to happen. But you are not of those that don't believe. This is what Jesus is saying to his 12. Because you see me. You see me, Peter. You see me, John. You know me. You've seen the Father. Man, he's encouraging them. Strengthening them right here. Because therefore they could not believe because Isaiah said it again. By two or three witnesses, the word's going to be established. He said, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts. Lest, see, it's not God's will that none perish. But if you receive knowledge and you reject knowledge, what happens when you keep working on something, keep working on something and you don't put a glove on your hand? What happens? What comes up, guys? Blisters come up. You keep working and keep working, what's going to turn that blister going to turn to? It's going to be hard. It's going to be calloused. If people keep rejecting the word and keep rejecting God's word and keep rejecting God's word, their heart gets hard. It gets hard. It gets hard. And you're out here, you're showing signs. Man, you're coming to church. You're out here, you're praying for the sick. People's getting healed all around them. And you got that one that's sitting over there and his heart is so hard. But don't keep preaching. Keep proclaiming. Keep doing the work. It's a good work, guys. Keep being the testimony. Keep being that light at school. Being that light at work. There's a remnant out there. There's a remnant out there that's going to receive. And when they do, they're going to be hungry just like you are. And they're going to be changed. And then they're going to be the one that might be able to get to that one that's so hard-hearted, but it's going to take somebody else. It can't take you. You're not an Isaiah. There's a Jeremiah coming. There's a John the Baptist coming. There's a Cecil coming. There's a Miss Alicia coming. Darius is coming to get the ones that were hard. Jesus said, many's going to enter in the broad gate. There's going to be few that come by the narrow gate. But that's not up to me. That's up. God knows all that. He's all knowing. He's all seeing. But we see him and we can know him. We've got to know his message. We've got to know his heart. And we've got to say what he's telling us to say. And then we leave the saving to him. He's the saving Jesus. He's the healing Jesus. He's the delivering Jesus. We are his sons and daughters that believe in him and confess him and witness about him. Amen? And the signs will work right through you, but some they won't. You keep on walking. You keep on talking. You keep on preaching. You keep on seeing and knowing the Lord. And He's going to show those that come and seeking Him, like Isaiah, He's going to touch your lips. He's going to touch your checking account. We're talking about with the holy things from the Lord. We're talking about Jesus. Come on now, Jesus is sitting right beside the Father now. He's not on the earth anymore. He said, Father, did you see Cecil give it? Did you see that? Did you see? Jehovah. did you see how much he put into plate? Jehovah's like, yeah. Jesus is calculating, that's a hundredfold, Dad. Whom shall we send to give it to him? Jesus is looking down there through his people now. Come on now, he's looking at you. Who are we going to send to him to give? Yeah. You've seen what he did. Talk about multiplication coming to you because you're going to go be a blessing to somebody else. See, God's handpicking those ones. He saw what you gave, and he's like, okay, 30-fold, 60-fold there. See, it's not the amount, it's the percentage. Amen? I want to be the one that God sends the 100-fold to go give to somebody else. Amen? Yeah. Not for me. I want to be that one I can give the 100-fold to somebody else. And then when I get home, oh, my Lord, did you see what Jesus got waiting at your house when you got back home?
That's right.
Because you can't outgive God. We're going
to
see. We're seeing and knowing the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Did I even finish that? Yep. Walk in the light, it goes on to talk about. Lewis, if you and Reed would come up, we're going to prepare. We're going to let Lewis and Reed going to serve the communion. As this song plays, Paul told us in observing the communion just to examine yourself. You've made Jesus your Lord and Savior. If you haven't, make that request now. If you're listening by internet, by radio, and you've never made Jesus, He's not the Lord of your life. He's not the King in your kingdom. All you have to do is call upon His name. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I want to see you like Isaiah. I want to see you high and lifted up. I need you in my life right now, Jesus. All you got to do is call upon His name, and He is there by the power of the Holy Spirit to change you from, take you out of darkness and put you into the light of His dear Son. And we believe with you right now, if you are asking Jesus to come into your life, to change your life, we're agreeing with you. And then you need to get into a good church that believes like we believe, that believes the Bible. We're a Bible-believing church. We believe it from cover to cover, from Genesis to Revelation, that Jesus is high and lifted up, and He's got a place for you. He's got grace for you, and there's always space for you in His kingdom. It's an everlasting kingdom. He said, He told us to go out, call the sick, call the lame, call the drunkards, call those that are out here lost. He came to seek and save those that are lost. And we're asking you, if you're hearing this and you hear this message, if you're lost, Word of Faith Worship Center is a place where you can be found. Jesus is in this place, and He's here to serve you. And we're going to receive the communion this morning, and we're going to see Him like the disciples saw Him. We're not going to see Him suffering anymore on that cross because He's went past the cross. But we're never going to forget that suffering because through that suffering, we are healed. Through those stripes that were laid on His back, the physical stripes, the blood that flowed, healing is flowing to us all the time. Peter proclaimed it. By His stripes, we were healed. Amen. There's deliverance in Jesus. As we commune this morning and take the elements this morning, we are as physically seeing Him and knowing Him in our lives in a tangible way. We're communing with Him just like He's sitting right beside us this morning. He is here to manifest Himself. Lewis and Reed, y'all want to serve the elements? So just take this time and just worship the Lord and just prepare yourself. It's all about Him. It's all about His grace.